You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
All right, Hot Wings.
Yes, sir.
I said the next random question was for you.
You did, yes.
Okay. So you're currently single.
Yes.
Correct? You didn't, like,
no,
get into something serious since last Tuesday, right?
No.
Okay. No. Let's say you go out with someone, you hit it off the first time.
Yeah.
And eventually, you end up having sex.
Okay.
She says she enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But her eyes were open and blinking the entire time, and she was absolutely silent. Would you hook up again?
We hit it off really good. Yeah, probably. To see if, because sometimes people are just nervous or act a little weird the first time. It happens.
That's very true.
So, yes. I mean, if I thought she was a cool person and I liked her and she looked nice, yeah, I'd try it again. But if it was always like that, yeah.
I was going to say, what if that's her style?
I would not like it that much. I would feel like it was like she was just, I don't know, like, well, let's just get this over with. Kind of like, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, first time, definitely. People get nervous. So I wouldn't sell someone short on that.
What if the entire time she was humming a song, like from show tunes or something?
You know, that's really going to be song dependent.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You,
yeah,
you
I mean, if it's like
the entire
if it's
thing,
like, if it's like music of the night, that's a pretty good one. But if it's something that's just like from Cats, I won't like it as much. So I don't know. You know, I was in theater.
Kelly, what are two basic life skills someone has to have before you can offer them any amount of adult respect?
Cooking, one. If you don't know how to cook a single meal, I got zero respect for you. Learn how to cook. I hate when people are like, I don't know how to cook. Yeah, you do. You just don't like it. That and then, man, being able to get rid of stuff.
Like, you don't respect someone who's a pack rat?
I hate it. It's not that I don't respect their space at that point, because they don't respect their space. They've packed it with a bunch of things that they don't actually care about. They're just attached to them for whatever stupid reason. And if they got rid of it, they'd have more space that they could actually take care of. So I hate that.
Is it just because it triggers you?
Yeah, it makes me feel like you got some issues, and I feel like I want to help you through them by getting rid of all of your stuff.
What if they're happy?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody happy when they're cluttered like that. That's a lie. That is a lie. I am determined when somebody's like, I like having all this stuff around me. No, you don't. You just don't know any different. I hate it.
What if it's organized well, though?
If it's organized well, I have respect for it, especially if people have like died and you just keep inheriting their stuff and they had a lot of stuff. That sucks. So if you organize it, put it in storage units, fine. But if you just have clutter all over your house,
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking like kid clutter either. I'm talking like you have just collected little piles of things
trinkets everywhere.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, learn how to declutter.
Who's the biggest Harry Potter fan on the show? Maitland, are you a big Harry Potter person?
Yeah.
Was that in your wheelhouse? Kelly, yeah, you
yeah.
are, right?
Yeah. I read the books and then saw
anyone,
the movies.
Anyone can answer this if you feel you're empowered to do so.
Okay.
If the U.S. military launched an attack on Hogwarts, who wins?
Hogwarts.
Yeah. Hogwarts for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some pretty strong wizards there, man.
Yeah, they could put like a whole protective shield over the entire place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees Hogwarts?
They yes. beat the Dementors.
Yeah, are you kidding? They can fly out, they can fly around on brooms. They can do whatever they want. You can't stop that.
Steve, this is a really weird question.
Okay.
Is it weird to 69 with random people you just met?
No, not at all. What better way to get to know someone?
It's pretty intimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great short answer.
Short question. Doesn't need a long answer.
Maitland.
Yeah.
Someone has let you babysit their toddler.
Let you?
They've asked you.
Like you've been dying to.
They've endorsed you.
Please, let me babysit a toddler.
You're doing them a favor. You're watching their toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe one of Steve's.
Yeah.
And then someone says, hey, I'll give you $50,000 if you put that kid in the gorilla enclosure at the zoo. He's going to get out. It's some risk, but you'll get him right back out.
What are you going to do, man?
But you get $50,000. You rolling the dice?
No, because it is not worth risking, first of all, the child's life, but most importantly, getting the gorilla killed for
poor
no
Harambe.
Reason. Dude, the death of Harambe shifted our entire timeline. I can't be responsible for that again.
Mm-hmm. People did freak out about that.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when they shot that gorilla for being a gorilla? Yeah, that was something. Mm-hmm. All because someone was stupid, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What is there an amount of money that would make you go, she'll be okay?
Absolutely not. Now, if they said you get it, if they said you yourself get into the gorilla enclosure, could guarantee that I would get out, like those zookeepers we watched last week. Absolutely. Absolutely, I would do it.
But there's a chance you lose a lip.
Fine. Which set of lips are we talking about?
Just a lip.
Well, that we've heard chimpanzees, they often tear at the face and the groin area when they're angry.
So it could be either. Could be.
You could be lipless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the wind blows and nobody can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother, when he worked at the zoo, I got to do like a really cool like behind the scenes thing where I got to see lions and tigers and stuff. Like
penguins.
Penguins won number 3 on me. And I asked my brother and a couple of the zookeepers, I was like, are y'all ever afraid? Because I met this tiger named Sarah, and she was super nice. I was like, I feel like I could just pet her, which obviously I was not allowed to do. And the zookeepers were like, I mean, no, we're afraid of all of the animals, obviously. You have to have some fear because otherwise you're stupid. And they were like, but the animals we're all most afraid of are chimpanzees. If there's one enclosure you don't want to get stuck in, it's chimpanzees because they torture you before they kill you.
Yeah.
So they're like, they'll pull your fingers off one by one. Or like you said, Free Beer, they destroy your genitals.
Well,
or your
that
face
lady that had a face transplant, she was taking a birthday cake to a chimpanzee they had helped raise because it was, you know, JoJo the circus monkey's birthday or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was Mo, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it hated the ice cream cake. So it tore off her face and her husband's balls and shoved him up his nose.
Yeah,
it was a mean little monkey.
It was a bad scene. Bad scene.
Kelly, when is it okay to tell your friend that you hate their boyfriend or girlfriend?
I think once they've given you a reason to feel that way and you've found the way to say it where it's like, you're not going to go, Howings, I hate your new significant other. And if you don't break up with him, I'm never going to be your friend again. But versus, hey, man, I heard the way they talked to you the other night. And I really didn't care for that, especially if they've done it more than once. Or somebody's rude to them, and it's like, all right. I think early on, it's okay to say something if you've got like evidence or proof of what's happened to make you feel that way.
That makes sense.
But I still think you got to do it gently to your friend. Like, not you shouldn't say you should break up with that person. It's, hey, I saw this, and I really don't care for that.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the most knowledgeable when it comes to the world of college basketball on the show, Steve? Okay, Steve.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If you took LeBron and put him on the worst Division I college basketball team from this season, would they be able to win the national championship?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The winning the big dance. Going
with 40-year-old LeBron.
40-year-old LeBron. Yeah, of course. The guy's got he's got so much wisdom because he's so old.
It's the wisdom, huh?
So you win with wisdom.
Yeah,
I think that's the old adage.
One smart old player can make up for all the rest of the turds you recruited poorly.
That's why you always see teams go after the old wise veteran.
Do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So often, yeah.
Who's the most recent example of a team going after the old wise veteran to change their
LeBron when the Lakers got him? He was old and wise at that point.
Yeah.
Ergo.
Yeah, you're right. Then they won a championship. Uh-huh. I stand corrected. I bow down. Okay. This is weird. Maitland. Would you rather have the only way you can eat is if Steve Buscemi spoon feeds you
Well, that sounds cool.
Or the only way you can wake up is for Jack Black to fart in your face, but it's always at 6 a.m.
I think I'm going to go Jack Black.
Probably get used to it after a while.
You'd get used to it for a while. Mm-hmm. And he's just so happy that he'd toot on you, and then you'd look and be like, hey, buddy.
It does seem like he'd be a joy, but he'd get sick of you, too.
Yeah.
But it's like, why did I get this job?
He'd probably be like, here we go again. And you'd be like, yeah.
He would.
I'm ready.
He'd do it different ways. Like, he might fart, yes, but he's probably going to sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
Hot wings.
Yes.
Last one. If you could get one person to bring to your side on your deathbed and you get two sentences to tell them, who would it be and what would you say?
I get one person to say two sentences to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I think it would probably be my older son, Grayson. And I would say, tell your brother that I love him the way I love you and that I picked you because I thought you'd be better at relaying that message.
I figured once you said him, I thought, well, this is what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
How would it go if you told your youngest?
Liam would be like, boring.
I would tell my youngest that I said that. And then Grayson would say, what did dad say? And Liam would go, I don't know. I don't remember. Stop pressuring me. I don't want to talk about this right now.
It was the real life equivalent of TLDR. Too long, didn't read.
Like the response I get when I go, how was your day at school? I don't want to talk about school.
Yeah.
School is boring.
Boy, I don't know if my kids are going to do great because I don't know about your kids, but mine do not ever remember anything that happened at their school, which I think is the same for all parents.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.